and welcome to our service of morning prayer. My name is Simon McDowell, and I'm one of the church wardens in the parish of Stoke Poges. Our vicar, Natasha, is away for the next few weeks, returning on the 16th of August, and we're continuing these podcasts each Sunday. This Sunday is morning prayer, next Sunday is a family service. But we also have physical services in the Church of St Giles every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, but we have suspended for the time being while Natasha's away the services at St Andrew's, which have been at 4 p.m. for the last couple of weeks. So please do, if you'd like to join us in the church, come to St Giles next Sunday at 9 o'clock, but otherwise do listen into our podcasts whenever you'd like to. We're going to start with an opening hymn, and they're on the notice sheet that you can find alongside this podcast. Please also do follow on with the words in bold. Our opening hymn is All My Hope on God is Founded, sung for us by the BBC Songs of Praise. Come to our prayer of preparation as we grow closer to God and become aware of his presence. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Now for our prayers of penitence, we begin to think about the things that we've done wrong in God's eyes for the past week. And we say sorry. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. And we say together, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have wandered and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But you, O Lord, have mercy upon us sinners. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may live a disciplined, righteous and godly life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Our next hymn is Forth in the Peace of Christ We Go with the Vox Angelica Quartet. Psalm today is from Psalm 119, starting at verse 129 and going on to 136. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today is read for us by Kate Holliday.
Today's reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And we know that in all those things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Kate. Our song this morning is Our God.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater,
Bishop Olivia is opening God's word for us today in the sermon. Thanks to the diocese for providing this resource.
Tom Wright has written a book recently, and in record time, which some of you may have read. It's called God and the Pandemic. In it, he comments at length on Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which is most often translated as we've heard it today. All things work together for good for those who love God. The problem, he says, with this translation is that it makes Christians think that they ought to be able to say any time that there's a problem or a disaster, oh well, it was probably for the best. Or to throw a blanket over any bad thing that happens and say, well, never mind, all things work together for good. He wants us instead to take another look at the way this verse is translated. The verb used actually doesn't mean to work for the benefit of. It means to work together or to work with, synergeo. That changes the meaning quite a bit, because what Paul is actually talking about in this verse is God working with people, doing what God wants to do in the world, not by himself, but through human agency. And this is our human vocation, to work with God, to be part of God's purpose in the world. In this time of grief and anger at what's happened to our world through COVID, through our carelessness of the environment, through our disregard of issues of justice and equality, we should all lament and repent. But we're not being called to sit and wring our hands. We're being called to work with God in the task of healing, teaching, reaching out to those in poverty or distress, campaigning and building a better world together. We aren't simply spectators in God's great story, we're active participants. This is also what our diocesan vision tells us, that we're called to be more like Christ for the sake of God's world, and not just being, but also doing. What is this kingdom like that we're called to share with God in building? Our gospel reading has some answers. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus has an intriguing string of metaphors about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom which we're called to be active participants in bringing about. He says it's like a mustard seed, so tiny you can hardly see it, but with awe-inspiring ability to grow so big that it towers over us and gives shade, nourishment, and a place to live. That helps us to take heart, to have courage, because although the kingdom, rooted in each place, begins with something so tiny, it grows and expands and develops. Jesus also says it's like yeast, that almost magical substance which causes dough to double in size, which transforms fruit juice into wine. It doesn't take much of it to have the most extraordinary transformative effect. And Jesus says it's like hidden treasure, which when it's found leads to an explosion of desire and joy, in which we want to give up everything that's previously been of importance to us and concentrate on this to give our lives meaning and purpose. He says it's like a person who discovers the very finest example of what he's spent his life searching for and for which he sells all that he has. It is of almost unimaginable value. And Jesus says it's like a net which is cast wide and deep and encompasses everything without judgment. Pictures of the kingdom of God. How exactly can we be helping to create it? What would Jesus do? Let's take a look at Jesus and what we know about him. How would we sum up his character, his mode of working? Jesus noticed people and valued them. Women, children, widows, lepers, slaves, those with mental and physical dis-ease, foreigners, Gentiles. He was radically inclusive. He spent a lot of time with those on the edge of society, eating and drinking and generally hanging out. But he also reached out with love to the rich and privileged. He wasn't bothered about religious purity, who was in and who was out. He wasn't even very bothered about individual sinfulness, although he came down hard on the systems of oppression, economic exploitation, and social hypocrisy which scarred the lives of the vulnerable and marginalised. He constantly challenged the power structures of his day. So we have God's invitation to work with God in the great task of building God's kingdom here on earth. And we have the person of Jesus and his vision of what that kingdom looks like. And our response is both local and global. Little things matter. Small acts of kindness and compassion, a quick word, a smile, a generous act, a spontaneous gift, a phone call, a listening ear. These things add up amazingly and wonderfully into a whole ecosystem of kindness and love in which all can feel valued and cared and included. They spread and produce results far greater than the original action. When we help people to discover the love of God by working with God, their lives are transformed as they realise their own value and preciousness. And we're not to be choosy about who we share our discoveries with. Judgment is not our business. Love is our business. And big things matter. The decade we're in, the 2020s, is one in which the leaders of our nations will make decisions that will shape the future of our children and grandchildren forever. Our environment is rapidly reaching a number of tipping points from which there will be no return. The way we engage with artificial intelligence will steer whether it becomes a force for good or for harm. Our economic system and the way in which it's used by huge global players will impact on everyone and increase the gap between those who have and those who have not. Our political and economic systems are powerful, and we must engage with them and work with them to align them with the vision of God's kingdom. We know that our country has suffered badly in this pandemic, but we have electricity and running water and hospitals which are staffed and equipped and infrastructure which works. We have homes we can retreat to and shut the door when the R number goes up. We are really, really privileged. Many countries in the world are not in this position. And the effects of the pandemic are devastating in poor and crowded communities without healthcare and infrastructure. The situation's desperate. The Disasters Emergency Committee, which is a consortium of 14 non-governmental organisations, has launched a major appeal for help, and there'll be an opportunity to donate what we can afford at the end of this service. So let's go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and work with God to build God's kingdom here on earth. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Amen.
We now affirm our faith in the words of the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our prayers for us today are led by John Wheatley.
Good morning. When I say God of love, please respond, hear our prayer. We pray for our church. We thank you for our churches, for those who have worshipped here over the years, and for those who serve it today. We pray especially today for Natasha and her family. We pray for our leadership team and all who work at our church. We thank you for all who volunteer and help in our churches and ministry. Grant that all who listen to our words may be enabled to renew their relationship with you, and may find your peace, your strength, and above all, your presence. Help us as a congregation to be outward looking, so that what we find within our fellowship, we may share with those outside. God of love, hear our prayer. We pray for our sovereign Elizabeth and all those in authority in our nation and in our world. And in this time of uncertainty, may they learn from the example of Jesus that true power is the power to feed the poor and the hungry, to make a home for the homeless, and to offer hospitality to the brokenhearted. We pray for especially for an end to divisions in our lands. Help us to support all who are in need in our local parish and wider world. We pray for our community. Lord, we're living in a time of fear where many of our church family are isolated. We ask for your loving protection for all. We thank you for those in our church and community who have given their time and talents to help others. We ask that you bless our community, and as we start to emerge from the virus, keep us all safe. God of love, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer, Lord, for people who are ill in hospitals and at home. We pray especially today for those who are ill in our community. Give them all courage, hope and peace, and the knowledge that you are present and comfort us in our weakness, pain and suffering. We pray for protection for our healers and carers. We pray for people whose hearts have been saddened by the loss of someone close and dear to them, for those we know to be ill, and we take a moment to remember them in our hearts. Help us to experience the comfort of the Holy Spirit within us and the fellowship of the church family around us until we are reunited once more in your heavenly kingdom. God of love, hear our prayer. And as our Saviour taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you very much, John. And so we come to the collect for today, the seventh Sunday after Trinity. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness. And of your great mercy, keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our final hymn is one of my favourites. It's Be Thou My Vision.
With thee, thou with me, Lord.
and the blessing as we depart. Grant, we beseech you, merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today. And please do read the words of Going Deeper further down on your notice sheet. We'd welcome you in our churches sometime soon, but please remember that St Andrew's is closed until the 16th of August. But we do have services at 9 o'clock at St Giles every Sunday. I'll be joining you again next weekend on the podcast, but this time with a family service. So please join me again next Sunday. Thank you for listening.